Welcome to Sensitively Flourishing. It's your host, Yaz. Sensitively Flourishing was created as a safe space for sensitive individuals to discuss life and its lessons through our perspective. Girl, who told you you couldn't be sensitive and flourish in life? Stay a while to listen as we learn to embrace our sensitivity together. Sensitively Flourishing. It's your host, Yasmin. Welcome back, lovelies. Happy Friday. Thank you guys so much for tuning in this week. As always, I'm so appreciative of the support. Don't forget to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform to receive updates about new episodes. And let's get into this episode. This week's episode is Gratitude is Needed to Flourish. So we all should know, in order to succeed, in order to move forward, in order to improve and grow in life, we have to be appreciative of what we've been through, appreciative of all the things we have, appreciative of the love that we have, appreciative of being yourself, just appreciative of all things and of life, even if it is a bad time. Be appreciative of the good things that you have. So I'm very big person on being grateful for everything. I'm grateful for the smallest thing. Cutting vegetables. Miss my finger. Oh, thank God. You know, I'm thanking God for every little thing. So gratitude is very, very important to me. I teach that to my kids. I teach that to people I come into contact with. I'm always big on just be grateful. Be grateful for the small things you have. You don't even understand how much gratitude improves your life. It helps you to see things, to be more appreciative, to open your heart to the small things, to be appreciative and learn that it's not always about the big thing that we're always wanting, and that focusing on everything and showing gratitude for everything, it helps you appreciate life more. It helps you appreciate things you go through, things that happen in your life. So then when those big blessings does come in, you are just so much more grateful than if you weren't appreciative of the smaller things, if that makes sense. But, you know, gratitude is very important. So before we get into gratitude is needed to flourish, I do have a weekly inspiration quote for you guys. So this week's inspiration quote is, plant seeds for your life you want to build. Plant the seed. Plant seeds for the life you want to build. Nurture them, feed them, and watch them grow into the future of your dreams. So I read this quote a couple of days ago, and I was just like, yes, plant them seeds, nurture them, feed them, and watch them grow into the future of your dreams. I think that's so powerful, especially if you're on the path of chasing your dreams. I think that is a powerful quote. So that is this week's weekly inspiration. So now let's get into gratitude. So gratitude, as I stated before, is just being appreciative of the things that you have in your life, the good, bad, and the ugly. Just be appreciative of it, because things could always be worse than what you're going through. And I know some things are really bad, and I know some certain life situation happens that put us in that mind frame that this is just the ugliest life can be. But just be grateful of the good things you have at that moment. That's what helps me get through the bad times. It's just to be grateful for the little and the good things I have, you know. Things happen. Life happens. Life is not just all peaches and cream, you know. It's just really, it's life. And so good things come, bad things come. It's the balance. So I just try to be grateful for everything. That gives me a wider perspective on life when I'm grateful for everything. Even in the bad times, I'm just grateful. My kids are sick at this moment, you know, and I'm like, oh my God, I got work. I got to miss a couple hours of work. You know, that is my mind going into overthinking mode, but I have to really just stop, you know. I pray when I overthink now, so I pray And then I was just sitting there and I started to journal. And how I always start off journaling is to just show gratitude. That is my first interaction when I go into journaling. I just start writing down everything I'm grateful for, from the smallest thing to the biggest thing. I write down what I'm grateful for. So I started writing down what I'm grateful for. So then at that moment, I'm writing down what I'm grateful for at that moment. So the overthinking went away. It went just like, my mind just like, okay, now we understand. Okay, I am grateful that I'm in a position to be able to take care of my while they're sick. You know, I'm in a position that I'm able to stay home with them, and it does not affect or our financial, you know. Or I'm grateful that we didn't have to go into the hospital. You know, I'm grateful they're not that sick that we have to go into the hospital. I'm grateful it's not life threatening. I'm grateful that it's just a little cold, you know. I'm grateful that, you know, God put me in the position to be able to be home and do these things, you know. I'm grateful that God gave me the opportunity to be a mother to these kids. So, you know, I start saying what I'm grateful for, and it relaxes me. It gives me a better understanding. Knowing what I'm grateful for makes me happy, because I'm like, dang, I didn't even know I had all this. You're right. You know what? You know what? As I'm writing, I'm like, yep, you're right. Well, I didn't know I'm doing all this, because I'm doing all of these things, you know, some consciously and some unconsciously, because I've just been a mother for my oldest child is 11, so I've been a mother for 11 years. So it's just a routine thing that I do unconsciously, and I know I have to do it. But so gratitude is a really good thing for me. I like to write in my gratitude journal. I like to talk about gratitude all the time. I preach it to my kids 24/7. You got to be grateful for everything, you know. You know, I always look at nothing as a coincidence. Everything happens for a reason. So let's be appreciative of that, of, you know, the things we have, good and bad. The balance. Yeah, so I wanted to give you guys a story about me practicing gratitude and how it puts a bigger perspective on life for you. But so I'm going to just start about, it's about my career, but since I was a kid, I always wanted to be an accountant. Number one job that I wanted to be. No nurse, no none of that. I just wanted to be an accountant. I love math. Math is my favorite subject. So I just knew that accounting had always going to work with numbers. So that's what I wanted to do. So I wanted to do that for so many years. Life happened, got sidetracked. Fast forward to last year, started doing taxes, which unconsciously didn't know, but I was stepping my foot into the accounting field at that point. But at that time, I wasn't thinking that way. I just was like, I need me a side hustle, or I need me a different career path. I need to try a different lane. That was just my thought process, is that what I'm doing ain't working. I'm tired of hopping job to job. You know, I'm tired of, you know, just dealing with the restrictions of a 9-to-5 at big company. I signed up for this class to do taxes. Went to the class and all that. So, fast forward to now. I am doing taxes. I do a little accounting work. I wouldn't even say a little accounting work. I think I do a lot of accounting work sometimes. Bookkeeping, you know, learning how to do payroll. I learned to do profit and loss sheets. Just those basic things are part of accounting. And so it took me talking to my mom to realize and understand that and see that. So now I'm forever grateful. Like, I used to talk about being an accountant for all these years, and look at me in this field and learning the things in this field now. You know what I'm saying? So I would just say that is right there is me. That was me manifesting my life, and look at it coming to fruition. So, you know, just be grateful for everything. Like, that is so amazing to me. Like, oh my God, I'm really like, wow, this is amazing to me. So now I appreciate the job more, though. Now that I see it from this, I appreciate the job more. And I wouldn't say I took the job for granted, but it was just, I don't know. I look at it a different way now. Just give me a different perspective on it one, my mom showed me a different perspective of my life to see it from a different point of view. So that is so amazing to me, like the power of gratitude and just the power of realizing your blessing that you haven't realized, but now your eyes are open to this blessing and now to be very grateful for it. And then now you just appreciate it so much more than just having something and not being grateful, not so grateful. I wouldn't say you weren't more, when you show gratitude for something, you have a more appreciation for that thing or that person or that situation or that lesson. You know what I'm saying? So I think, you know, gratitude is amazing. How it works is just amazing. So that's just my story of how gratitude and receiving a blessing and, you know, changing my perspective to see that blessing, you know, and have been working in this field for a while, for almost a year now. So before finding this out, I probably was working for about, I'd say about 6 or 7 months. And in this field, I end up understanding and being way more appreciative of the situation, being way more appreciative of the knowledge I'm learning, just being way more appreciative of the whole situation. So I think gratitude is amazing. I think it's a must in our lives that we all should be grateful and appreciative of everything we have, because just like he give it to you, he will take it away. So just always be humble and grateful for everything that goes on in your life. I think it's a must. So I just think we should just be more grateful as a collective, as a people. We should be more grateful for a lot of things we have. We take a lot of things for granted, and I think we should work on showing gratitude more often, you know. So let's get into Sensitively Flourishing Weekly Affirmations. This week's first affirmation is, I am so grateful to be sensitive. Sensitivity is my superpower. I am so grateful to be sensitive. Sensitivity is my superpower. I am so grateful to be sensitive. Sensitivity is my superpower. The next affirmation is, my mind is peaceful and my heart is grateful. My mind is peaceful and my heart is grateful. My mind is peaceful and my heart is grateful. And the last affirmation for this week is, my life is a gift and I appreciate everything I have. My life is a gift and I appreciate everything I have. My life is a gift and I appreciate everything I have. Next is tips and tools with Yasmin. All right, y'all, let's get into tips and tools of the week. This week's tip and tool is to create a gratitude journal. A gratitude journal is, you just buy you a little notebook, a little journal that is particularly for gratitude, strictly for gratitude, nothing else. So, excuse me, you get this journal, and every night before you go to bed, you write down 3 to 5 things you're grateful for from that day. So, grateful about an event that happened that day, grateful about something else that happened, just whatever you find that was a blessing in that day, write that 3 to 5 times, write 3 to 5 of those in your gratitude journal, and write it in the format of, I am grateful that I was able to blah, 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 you know, like that. So that is the example of gratitude and the gratitude journal. I think it would be very amazing. It helps you to find the small blessings in your day, so then you can continue to appreciate, and you start to appreciate more out of life than just those big blessings. You get to the point where you can appreciate the small blessings, and this gratitude journal will show you what those small blessings are to you. So that is the only tip and tool I have for this week. Continue to do your affirmations, continue to do your grounding tools, continue to do meditation. Whatever you do for your self-care, continue to stay on the self-care journey. guys for listening to Sensitively Flourishing. Today's episode was Gratitude is Needed to Flourish. This week's inspiration was plant seeds for the life you want to build. Nurture them, feed them, watch them grow into the future of your dreams. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Remember, new episodes every Friday at 5:55 p.m. Central Standard Time. Don't forget to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Sensitively Flourishing No G Podcast. And once again, that's Sensitively Flourishing Podcast, No G on Flourishing. Thank you guys so much.